Pastor Chad. A very good afternoon to every one of you, especially all our saints, all our brothers and sisters. I'm very happy to be back here and see you all lovely and, you know, pretty and handsome faces and so forth. Good to see you all. And of course, our visitors, our friends, relatives and observers, if you're here for the first time or many times you've been observing, we welcome you to our fellowship. Our fellowship is based upon John 3:3-5, Acts 2:38. Unless a man is born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is the salvation. This is the only way to the kingdom of God. There is no other way. Any other way, you see it in the world today, in the religious world today, it's all created by man for his own gains, for his own visions and dreams. But God is through his word and promises. And Jesus, our Lord's instructions, is very, very clear. John 3:3-5, Acts 2:38. Unless a man is born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So this is the only way. It shows you that in the Word of God, in the Bible, we read all about one God. One God, not many gods. One God. That is God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of the Bible. One God. And you read further down, you will find that there is only one Son, Jesus Christ, the Son. Not many Jesus. No. Only one Jesus, his Son, who went to the cross at Calvary and died for mankind. Died for us. Died for you. Jesus died for you. God loves you. John 3:16. And he sent his only begotten Son to come and die for us. To help us. To show us the way. So that we can enter into the kingdom of God and live forever. And all the people say, Amen. There is only one Holy Spirit, not many spirits. There's only one Holy Spirit for us to receive. Holy Spirit, promised by God, prophesied by Prophet Joel. Joel 2:28. Acts 2:17, Acts 2:39, saying that in the last days, God will pour out His Spirit upon all men, all mankind, black or white or yellow or brown or mixed, whatever, who you are, God created you in His own image and He's going to call you. He is going to call you if He loves you. And if you love Him. So, there's only one Holy Spirit for us to receive. Not many spirits. Today, we're confused. You know? We're caught all over. Everywhere. Confusion. In the religious world today. But God is not the author of confusion. So, one Holy Spirit for us to receive. And then we are able to enter into the kingdom of God. God chooses people whom He wants, whom He likes. He chooses, not we choosing Him. Now many people are choosing God. No. Heaven belongs to God. And God chooses people He wants to go in there and live with Him. So one Holy Spirit, we break it down. There's only one church. One church, and it is described by Bible students as the church of origin, original church, authentic church, which God started on the day of Pentecost. And today some people describe it as Pentecostal church, Pentecostal church. I describe it as Holy Spirit church, speaking in tongues church, wonder signs following church, power. Order, love, discipline, and United Church. That's how we can describe this church. United Church. And so forth. This church, Holy Spirit Church, got started on the day of Pentecost and then moved to Rome, Corinth, Galatia, Ephesus, and then now, where is it now? It's all over the world now. The Spirit is moving now, all over the world now. It's going like this now. And it's calling people from all walks of life now coming into this church. Church of God, Holy Spirit Church. Wonder signs following church. It's moving now all over the world. And it's described as the latter rain revival of the Holy Spirit. Latter rain revival. So we are living in the last days now, and you will see, you will witness that the man-made churches will shrink while God's church will grow and fulfill the plan and purpose of God. How many souls he want to save? Then down comes the Lord Jesus Christ for us to enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus comes back for his people whom he had sealed and stamped, anointed with his Spirit. Ephesians 1:13. Romans 8:9 says that anyone without the Spirit of Christ is none of his. He is none of his. How much effort you can put into the ministry, the church, you can support your offerings and tithes and whatever. You can put into the work of the Lord, but if it is not God's, all your efforts are in vain. All your efforts are in vain. So we're now living in the last days now. The church of God is growing while the church of man is shrinking. This is what I'm experiencing in Papua New Guinea now. That's what I'm experiencing. That's what I'm seeing. People were against me in the first place. I went and started talking. They were against me. They persecuted me. They took me 4 times to the courthouses. I stood there facing the judges. And I told them, here, I showed them the Bible. I'm preaching from the Word of God. I'm not preaching from myself. No, here, the Word of God. I showed it to them. They couldn't believe it. And then the judges say, you go and preach. You go and talk. And he told the others, you people go and talk. Go and preach. Let the people decide. That's what has been happening. Our revival is moving like fire. We're baptizing an average of 220 a week now throughout the country. We're having a big rally in Goroga this year. Big rally in September. I invite you all to come. Come and be inspired and remove the gospel. Everywhere. Everywhere. Without shame, fear, or favor. Preach the gospel boldly. And it's the people's choice. And all the people say, amen. So one church. One church. Holy Spirit Church. No other churches. And then of course we break it down. One gospel. One gospel. The gospel that is based upon John 3:3-5. That's what Jesus said when he himself came on this earth over 2,000 years ago. Jesus went around and he told his disciples, prepare them to receive the Spirit of God and then go out and preach the gospel with healings, miracles, wonder signs as the evidence to prove that there is God. Only one God. God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, God of Israel. No other gods. So, one gospel, the gospel that is preached with healings, miracles, wonders, signs following. Today, many people are going out everywhere preaching another Jesus, preaching another gospel. Where we attend, we go to, we get baptized, but our attitudes don't change. We go to church on Sunday, in the evening, Monday, Tuesday, We go nightclubs. Huh? We go nightclubs. We go dancing. We go drinking beer. All sorts of things. This is what is happening now in the world today. In the world today. So there's only one gospel. The good news that is preached and demonstrated with power. With power, with proof, with evidence. And God is, of course, right behind His faithful servants, people whom He anointed with His Spirit. And they go out and preach the gospel everywhere with healings, miracles, wonders, signs, following. Following. And this is what is happening now right throughout the world. God's people, Spirit-filled believers, people with the Spirit of God, going around everywhere, preaching the gospel and demonstrating it with power. Healings, miracles, wonders, signs, joy, peace, love, freedom. I often say the church of God is like the hospital. It's like the hospital. You come to church to be healed, to be comforted, to be freed from sin, sickness, and death. That's what the church is all about. To give people freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And all the people say, Amen. So there's the church of God. It's like the hospitals. You don't go to the hospital to go to the morgue. Huh? No. We go to the hospital to hear good stories from the doctors. Because nobody wants to die. Huh? Raise your hands if you want to die. We don't want to die, we want to live. That's what the people in the world like. They don't want to die. And when somebody dies, everybody is in tears. But when you and I die, huh? We just drop our tears today. Tomorrow we're happy. Because we know that we will meet each other again. When the Lord comes. And all the people say, Amen. Amen. So, one gospel. One gospel. And not many other gospels. No. One gospel. One baptism. Baptism, Holy Ghost and fire. Matthew 3:11. It goes with John 3:3-5. Acts 2:38, baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Not baptism under the flag. Huh? Not infant sprinkling. No. No. John's baptism. John did that. When Jesus came, he poured out the Spirit. And people are now receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Baptism of John is for repentance only. Flag. Under the flag is not in the Bible. Infant sprinkling is all man-made. God's way is baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. And all the people say, Amen. Baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Power. The Spirit of God comes in you. Transforms you. Revives you. Huh? Changes your habits and attitudes. And you become a godly fearing person. You live according to the Word of God only. You live holy life every day. Sin no more. Sin no more. So we break it down. What else? One baptism. And one way to the kingdom of God with three steps. One way to the kingdom of God with three steps. Repentance is number one. Turn around from your old ways of life. From your old life. Life of sin, sickness, and death. Life of anxiety, fears, problems, worries, difficulties, and all sorts of things. And of course, illnesses. Illnesses. Come to the Lord, and the Lord will heal you. The Lord will set you free. Will set you free. As I said earlier, the church of God is like the hospital. You come here to be healed, so that you can be a living testimony for the Lord. You can go and tell others of how good God is. How good God is. The Church of God is, of course, like a law enforcing agency. Huh? Magistrates, judges, police, correctional services to help the people, change the mindsets of the people. They become law-abiding citizens of their nations. The Church of God is like that. Helps, heals, comforts the people. And people become God-fearing people. They serve God alone. And they live a holy life. And, of course, living testimony for God. And then they help grow the kingdom of God. Grow the church. Church of God. Kingdom of God on this earth. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns, He picks it up. Then, that's it. Heavenly kingdom, spiritual kingdom, God's kingdom, that will rule and reign forever. So one way to the kingdom of God with three steps. Repentance. The second, baptism. Baptism by full immersion. Baptism, you've got to be baptized by a man, someone filled with God's Spirit. And then you'll be like him. You'll be like him. The experience is passed on, man to man. And today, this is what is happening now. Experience is passed on, man to man. That's how we come to know God. Jesus has come and gone. He anointed, appointed, selected His disciples, and He commissioned them to come out, and they have done their part. Now it is you and I now to do our part now. Take the gospel out, baptizing people, teaching people, correcting people, showing them the way to the kingdom of God. So this is what's happening now. We go around everywhere telling people to repent, get baptized by full immersion. Baptized by full immersion. And then, of course, number three step is for us to receive the Holy Spirit. For us to receive the Spirit of God. We are baptized to receive the Spirit of God, the promise of God. We're not baptized to enter a church and our attitudes don't change. No, we are baptized to receive the Holy Spirit, and then we'll be changed by God. And all the people say, so this is what we in the revival fellowships are doing now. We're preaching the simple gospel here. John 3, 3 to 5, Acts 2, 38. We preach a simple gospel. And we follow every instruction here. Genesis to Revelation. Genesis to Revelation. We do not edit. We do not minus, subtract the gospel or the words in the Bible. No, we take it as it is. And in PNG, we describe the Bible as B-I-B-L-E, Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Basic instructions before leaving earth. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. The Word of God is inspired by the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, you will never understand the Word of God. How many times, hours, weeks and months you can spend to read Bible, but it will never get in here, it will never get in here. No. You read it, you put it there, and the Bible is covered by the dust. But when you receive the Spirit of God, God speaks to you through His Word. He dictates you. He inspires you. He shows you right and wrong, good and bad. This is the way. That's not the way. Without the Spirit of God, you cannot be discerned. You cannot discern. No. No. So, the Spirit of God is described as the Comforter. Comforter. He comforts us, man. He takes us out of the sinful world, evil world, and gives us His Holy Spirit so that we can escape, be separated from the world for good. No turning back, no looking back, no reversing. We go forward. We live a holy life every day. We preach the gospel and help others. Help others. So that's what the Lord wants us to do. Anyway, today I would like to just talk a little bit about healings. Miracles still happen today. That's my favorite subject. Everywhere I go, because I was healed by God. I was healed by God. On the 31st of May, 1981, I was healed by God in Melbourne. After I came out of the waters of baptism, I suffered from collapsed lung. I tried medicine. I tried the churches. I even went back to PNG, Port Moresby. I went to all the sorcery staff. I tried everything. I spent huge sums of money. Nothing doing, you would say. No healing. No nothing. And every time I get up from my sleep, I go to sleep, I get up, I see death. Death was getting closer to me. You know? And when I heard the truth, I actioned by going into the waters of baptism. I received the Holy Spirit with the biblical evidence of speaking in other tongues. Acts 2:4, Mark 16:17. On the 31st of May 1981, the Lord healed me. That's my testimony. That's my testimony. So in the Lord, we all have testimonies. We all have testimonies. God is not human being. God is spirit. So how do you come to know God? Through His Spirit. Through His Spirit. And you also must have a testimony. He gives you all this to share with others. So I have a testimony. The Lord healed me. And I didn't want to live in Melbourne anymore. I liked Melbourne before. You know? But when I received the Holy Spirit, I didn't like it. To me, it was like a modern Babylon now. Sorry to say that, but that was how I experienced, I felt in those days. And I went back home. Went back home. Worked there with the Oak Teddy Mining Company. March 82, I went back. And then, of course, August, I went home. And on the 1st of September, 1982, I baptized my relatives. 8 brothers and 1 sister from my tribe of Karaite, Lumi, Sandaun Province, Papua New Guinea, and the revival movement, Revival Church, Holy Spirit Church, Speaking in Tongues Church, Wonder Science Following Church, Power, Order, Love, Discipline, United Church, got started from there. Now it's all over the country. So today, I talk about healings, miracles, wonder signs. I preach the gospel, lay hands. Preach the gospel, lay hands. And I'm very strict. I'm very strict with the fellowship too. I tell all my people, tell all my pastors, leaders, when you appoint a brother, talk to him. Does he ever pray for people? If people are healed, that's the right man. They're not healed, don't appoint him. Otherwise, we preach the gospel, nothing doing. You know, we preach the gospel, we demonstrate it with power. We are commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ in Mark 16. Mark 16, maybe I should read it. Let's read it now. Mark 16. I know you all know it, but I'm reminding you all. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to the beginning. How the word of God is preached. How the word of God is spread. It's preached and spread, demonstrated with power of God. Healings, miracles, wonders, signs following. Believers. Believers. Jesus commissioned the disciples. Peter, John, James, and the others. And he said unto them, Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature, every man, woman, everywhere, black, white, yellow, brown, mixed. Go and preach the gospel to them. Tell them all about God. Here it is. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And all the people said, raise your hands if you have spoken in tongues. Let me see you. That is it. That is it. You are the proof. You are the evidence. You are the real JWs. You are the real JWs. Not the ones that give out leaflets on the street and nothing doing. No. People with personal experience with God. Speaking in tongues. Verse 18. They shall take up servants, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And all the people said, Amen. So here, our Lord Jesus Christ has commissioned us now to take the gospel out. It's not for us only here. Every one of you, each one of you, whether you are a sister or a brother, you are a believer. Talk and pray. Talk the walk. Walk the talk. Talk and pray. Here. Where you find people very difficult to talk to, people do not want to respond to God, you're looking for opportunities. One of the things that I found it at work, I came across, was laying hands, praying for people. If people reject me there, I just pray and wait and see what's going on. And when people are sick there and they tried everything, the churches go in there and nothing doing, I come in and say, can I come and pray? I said, yeah, you come. The family members invite me. I go and share the word of God. I pray. I go out. They call me back. They come back and say, he's healed already. We want you to come more. This is it. This is it. In a place where people don't believe in God, don't believe in God, don't like God, that's what you do. There are people of God out there. There are people of God out there. When we talk, when we pray, people are healed, they will come to the Lord. They will come. So, that's what I've been doing over the years, going around talking to people, praying for them, and people are healed. And as a result, we have a very, very big fellowship now. It's growing, it's moving, it's moving. Many people now see revival. They describe it as a very unique church. They describe it as a hospital. Hospital. So you go there. They send their family members, relatives. They say, you go to the revival. You go to revival. When they come here, we baptize them, we pray for them, they're healed. And there's testimonies. So miracles still happen. You will hear people healed of HIV, AIDS, ulcers, cancers, all sorts of illnesses. People get healed. They themselves are talking everywhere. And of course, revival is moving. God's Spirit is moving. God is calling His people now. Many, many people are getting healed by the Lord. So miracles still happen today. You and I are the modern day disciples. Peter, Paul, and them, they've done their part. They're resting now. They're resting now. No, my dear brother, Pastor Dinkley, is resting now. He's resting. He's done his part. And what about you? We've got to continue on. We've got to step in. Keep moving the gospel. Keep praying. Keep talking. Keep preaching. Getting the people into the fellowship. Growing the church of God. The church of God must grow. Fulfilling the plan and purpose of God. The kingdom of God. God wants us to do that. Go out, preach the gospel, demonstrate with power. And then we will grow the church. Many, many people will come. The church of God must grow, fulfilling the plan and purpose of God. And all of you will say, amen. So miracles still happen. And everything goes back to the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. You look at Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And he, Jesus, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, quote, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. End of quote. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogues were fastened unto him. So here it is, describing, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ himself, prophet Isaiah. He prophesied that the Lord Jesus Christ himself would be anointed by God, sent out by God through the Spirit, and he would come, preach the gospel, tell the people about the kingdom of God, and of course, healing, miracles, wonders and signs happening. And Jesus in his day and time went everywhere. Wherever he went, wherever, you know, he was, he healed the people, talked about the kingdom of God, and he healed. Practical. He was practical. And many, many people, especially with illnesses and, you know, heavies and worries and problems and anxieties and depressions and so forth, follow the Lord. They follow the Lord. So that's what Jesus did in his day and time. Now, it's your turn now. Our turn now. Our time now. Acts 3:22. I would like you to read the scripture as well. And you be strong, be confident. Be confident, be strong, and preach the gospel. Not for pastors and leaders and evangelists only. All of us ought to be involved. Power priority, God first, family second, and all the other matters, number three. In that order, and you will see God at work in your life personally, and of course, you will help other people too. Other people too. Remember, I often say, there's no silver and bronze in the kingdom of God. You got to aim for gold. Gold, gold, gold. You must possess gold. So what does that mean? Live a holy life, get involved, and you will be blessed. Support the ministry. Support the work of the Lord. Get involved in the church activities, wherever. You know, like weddings. Get involved. Support the weddings. You know, fellowships. Hebrews 10:25. We get involved. Fellowships, praying, talking, supporting, you know. Of course, when we have things like, you know, somebody's dead, somebody's fallen asleep, let's all gather together. Let's all shed tears together. Let's all hold hands together and support the family. Support the family. Okay? And of course, let us fellowship with one another. Hebrews 10:25. And then we will be strong. Divided we fall, united we stand. So the saying goes, huh? So brothers and sisters, get involved. and you will be blessed. Move the gospel. Pray, talk. Pray, talk, fasting, and everything that you can do in order to move the gospel out to others. You are a little savior of your own people. I tell Papua New Guineans. Every time I baptize new people from new places, I teach them, encourage them, I keep them in my area with me for weeks, months, or even a year. And after that, I send them out. You go to your place now. Go and help your own people now. You are a little savior of your own people. Let us read Acts 3:22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. There it is. So brothers and sisters, all spirit-filled believers, you are the modern-day prophets. Huh? Don't you sit down and describe, oh, Cotri is a modern-day prophet. You are the modern-day prophet too. All of us, all people who have the Spirit of God, we are the followers, believers, disciples, and modern-day prophets. So we are the ones who are to contribute to the building, growing up the kingdom of God on this earth. Kingdom of God. The way I see it, the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit Church. It's the Holy Spirit Church. Now, God is building a nation out of many nations now. In PNG, He's building a tribe out of many tribes now. All over the world, God is building a nation out of many nations now. And when the Lord returns, that big banner up there, church, will be wiped out, taken off, stripped off, and then the kingdom of God will rule and reign forever. So you are in it. Be strong, preach the gospel boldly, pray for the sick, and keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. The fire from the day one. Healings, miracles, wonders, signs following. And this is the ministry we're in now. And it is certainly God's church. I have seen it working amongst the lives of my tribe, my people. And I know that we are the true church of God. We are the true church of God. In our fellowship in PNG, 99% of the people in our fellowship came out of the churches. 220 churches in PNG. And many, many of those people, 99% came out of the churches. They got baptized already. Some will tell you, oh, I got baptized 3 times, 5 times, 4 times, 2 times. My life didn't change until I came and got baptized and I received the Holy Spirit. And I spoke in tongues, my life changed. And I know that this is a true church of God. That is what is happening now in PNG. In the Pacific now, I see that the revival is moving now. We got to keep the fire burning here. In Adelaide, in Australia. And all the people say, miracles still happen. You pray. You pray, and then you will see it happen. If you don't pray, you won't see it. You won't see it. Get involved. Set, get involved and you'll be blessed. And all the people say, amen. That's all for today.